Today, I would like to talk about the Saraniya Dhamma. Saraniya Dhamma means the six types of the supporting for unity. Right? If someone practices this Dhamma, if you practice this Dhamma in your family will be united. Right? If you practice this Dhamma in your community will be united. Right? If you practice this Dhamma in your country, right, the country will be united. That's what we call unity of the Dhamma, Saraniya Dhamma. There are six. Number one, Metta Kaya Kamma. Number two, Metta Vasi Kamma. Number three, Metta Mano Kamma. Number four, Dhana. Number five, Sila. Number six, Pinya. Right? These six types of the supporting for unity, right? Metta Kaya Kamma, as you know, Metta. Loving kindness is very important for our life, for our your family, for your relatives, right? So for your country. So there are three kinds of metta. Metta kaya kamma. Metta vasi kamma, metta mano kamma. Metta kaya kamma means the physically helping others. You are not only wishing just for loving kindness, you are helping them what the other need, right? If the other need, then you have, even if they are not very well, whatever they need, then you help them, right? So even in your family, whatever other need, then you help each other. So physically, right? For example, if someone is carrying very heavy box, then when you see it, then you try to share the heavy box. You are not just watching, right? If someone forgot to close the door, when you see it, then you kindly close the door for their things safety, right? So there are many ways we can help others, right? Even when you are staying in your family, right? So someone is sleeping. So even we, right, slow the step very, very softly. Especially when you are practicing with the many people here, right? So sometimes you have to share their own with others. So at that time, we really need the physical loving kindness. If someone is sleeping, we have to wake up very, very softly without making noise, then open the door gently, using the other things very gently. Then the other can sleep well, right? If we don't understand about others, then we are not mindful. We open the door very loudly, not mindfully, right? We step very, very, very strong. Then others can wake up, right? Then they cannot sleep. If they cannot sleep, then in the morning, they feel drowsy, cannot practice well because someone disturbed, right? So that's why, so in many ways we can help others, right? We should care about others, right? Others, right? Then whatever they need, then we can help them, right? Even when you are in your daily life. If someone is sleeping, you should not listen to the music. Although you should not watch their television very loudly, right? If someone is sleeping. If someone is practicing meditation, of course, we have to be very respect. Right? If someone is practicing in the other room, if someone playing their music, I speak very loudly, make a lot of noise, then right, they use the many, many things very loudly, then the other cannot practice. So if someone cannot practice, then they will have some disagreement. Since we have the disagreement, we see each other, we are not happy, right? Because we feel, or their person do not understand, or their person do not care about others, then we feel not happy when we see them. Then when we are not happy, then we cannot sleep, we cannot speak. We cannot speak. Since we cannot speak, talk, then the unity will not be very good, right? Studying, divided. Even the small thing can be divided, right? Even the small thing shredded. In the beginning, the thing was very small, but the two persons have the very strong idea. Then they can be separated from each other. So that's why helping others so very, very important. Even in your family, when you go to meditation center, right, when you come to meditation center, when you come to the Dhamma hall, if many people are practicing, right, we should close the door, open the door very gently, right? Even when if we cannot sit for 1 hour, right, for other reasons, we have to get up very gently, right, softly, then others can practice. If we really care about others, whenever you stay, many people will love you. That's why the Bali say, Sai me bhikkhave dhamma, saraniya piyakarana karukarana, singhaya avivadaya samagiya, ekibhavaya samodandi. The Buddha said, there are six kinds of things. If you practice these six kinds of things, then the people will always remember you. Whenever you go, they will miss you. Oh, this person is very nice. Right? They will miss you. Then many people will love you. Many people will respect you. Right? Then the family, the community will be united, no argument, then they will be happy. Then they will be, one mind. Right? Even though many, many people stay together, but they don't have different mind. They will be one mind. So that's why at the time of the Buddha, right? At the time of the Buddha, one time, the Anuruddha, Nandiya, Kimila, practicing in the forest. Then the Buddha visit there. Then when the Buddha see them, the Buddha ask them in Bali, Kisipana wo Anuruddha, Samaga Sambhoda mana, Avuddha mana. Kirodagi Buddha, Enya Menya, Biya Sakuhi, Sambasana Virata, Daga, Mayambane, Samaga, Avuddha Mana, Dambora Mana, Avuddha Mana, Kirodagi Buddha, Enya Menya, Biya Sakuhi, Sambasana Virata Madi, Yatakatan Bana, Dumi, Anuruddha, Samaga, သံဘောဓမာနာအဝိဓမာနာခိရောတကိဘုဒ္ဓအញ្ញမဉ္ဇဏ်ပိယဆက်ကိုဤပတ်စန္ဒဝိရထတံတေဘုဒ္ဓအသတံ So I have the translation from the Bhikkhu Bodhi. Then the meaning that the Buddha, I hope, Anuruddha, that you are all living in concord with the neutral appreciation, without disputing, blending like milk and water, viewing each other with kindly eyes. Surely, Panavasa, we are living in concord with neutral appreciation, without disputing, blending like milk and water, viewing each other with kindly eyes. But Aniruddha, how do you live this? The Buddha said, how do you live that? Panavasa, as do that, I think that it is a gain for me. It is a great gain for me that I am living with such a companions in the holy life. I maintain bodily acts of loving kindness toward these benevolent ones both openly and privately. I maintain bhava acts of loving kindness toward them both openly and privately. So I maintain manda acts of loving kindness toward them both openly and privately. I consider why should I not set aside what I wish to do and do what these benevolent ones wish to do. Then I set aside what I wish to do and do what these benevolent ones wish to do. We are different in body, Panavasa, but one in mind. Right? The Buddha said, good, very good, right? So Aniruddha, I hope that you all abide diligent, ardent, resolute. So what we can learn from the story, they said, right? We are different in body, Panavasa, but in one mind, right? Then they said, so I consider why I should not set aside what I wish to do and do what these venerable ones wish to do. Then I set aside what I wish to do and what do what these venerable ones wish to do. So actually it's very not easy, right? Mostly we have problem we have because strong view, right? Very hard to change our view, right? Because attachment. We have very, very strong attachment. When we discuss each other, we all think I am right, right? My idea is right. They are wrong, right? So my idea is perfect. They are not perfect. Then when we really hold strong view, I am right, then we start some argument, right? Disagreement. Then since that we have disagreement, then of course that we will not be happy. Because since that we have disagreement, then whatever we discuss, then we are very hard to agree each other. So then we have there some problem because there we hold our right, our view, our idea is right, right? Then if we really listen to others kindly, whatever they express, right? Then we give them advice, then they will be actually more happy, right? Because We consider others very, very well, right? We consider others. We support others. Then we listen to others. Then others can express their feeling. So in this way, our human community will be more united. Before I embrace this meditation myself, when I had an argument, where I discussed, where we discussed something, I thought I am right. But after we practice meditation, so then I noticed, oh, you are wrong, right? So, since we develop the concentration mindfulness, right? Since we were born, we don't look at our mind, our own body, right? We look at always others, we criticize others, right? We look at others' fault. We don't have time to change our mind and body. We don't look at our own body and mind, right? That's why we don't see our own fault. Then when we develop our concentration mindfulness, so actually we don't have much time to think about others. For example, 1 hour we are practicing. Now they're rising, falling, then their mind goes away, no wandering mind. Then their mind stayed on the rising, falling. Then goes away, no the thinking mind, planning. Like if you ask, do not like someone, sometimes even your anger appear, right? Sometimes you are angry. Means that you are observing your mind all the time. Too much time. Right? When you realize that you are thinking, criticizing others, you think, you observe, then you go back to the primary object. Meaning that the whole hour, the whole day, we are watching our own mind and body closely, right? Then we don't have much time to think about others. Then we notice, we notice our own weakness. Since we notice our own weakness, then our views changed, right? Our idea changed, right? Our loving kindness changed, right? Because you see the Buddha. When the Buddha practiced meditation, he gained enlightenment. So enlightenment means that he totally removed all defilement from his mind, kilesa. When he gained enlightenment, he totally completely removed all defilement from his mind. When he removed all defilements from his mind, his physical, bhava, right, mental, everything changed, completely pure. Right? He completely pure, then he had, we call Mahagaruna, great compassion. Since he completely removed all defilement from his mind, he gained great compassion. Because we are not kind to others because of defilement. We are lobha, dosa, moha, greed, hatred, right? Delusion. When we have greed, hatred, delusion, of course, for example, if someone is greedy, if they have that, there are two kinds of banana, right? Piece of the banana. They will not think about other that he will eat, right? So if they see something to eat, she will eat all. He will not think about to live for others because of the greed. If someone is angry, of course, since angry, he or she will not have any kind, loving kindness, right? They were not kind because they are angry, hate. If someone have the delusion, they will not see the things as they really are. So it means that this kind of defilement made our mind greedy, angry, have problem, right? Then they would have through practice meditation, then he can remove all defilement from his mind. Saying that he can remove then his right action, his intention was very pure for all beings, not for only his family. Saying that he became enlightenment, then he go to many places, give the Dhamma talk. Right? Then many, many people will respect him. Even he was passing away over 2,000 years, we are still respecting, right? Because of his great sacrifice, right? Great loving kindness. In the same way, you see the Aniruddha, his disciples, they put aside all their wishes to do. They follow others. It's very hard to imagine for ordinary people, right? We put aside all we wish it, then we follow others. It's not easy. Or because since they don't have any defilement, they can do it easily, right? They can do it easily. That's why someone might have considered thinking, when we practice meditation, can we really gain the loving kindness? Of course, you know, definitely. Because we are not kind, because lobha, dosa, moha, greed, hatred, delusion. Then if we can remove a little, we'll be kind, right? If we remove the defilement more, we'll be more kind, right? More kind. Then if we have the loving kindness, then our life will be more peaceful, calm. Then we can associate with others. So before I practice meditation, when I had some problem or argument, and that it was their other's problem, I don't see it was my problem, right? Then after I practice meditation, I'm to change. So the way I speak, and the way I stay, the way I associate with others, then I see happier. So that's why by practice meditation, right, we can gain the loving kindness. Right? We can gain the loving kindness. So when I flew from Taiwan to San Francisco, so the Chinese lady was sitting behind me. Actually, she was a very short lady. So when the plane landed in San Francisco, we all got up. Then I put out my bag. Then I saw she was very short. She cannot reach her bag, right? Then when I pulled out my bag, though I also pulled out her bag. Then I gave it to her. So she was very smiling and she showed a lot of appreciation. Even though we helped others, right? That we can still see a lot of loving kindness each other. That's why, you know, when we go to travel, for example, when I take the plane or other things, even though sometimes I would like to use the restroom, right? But if someone seems they would like to use the hurry, so we waited. So in this way, we are actually practicing loving kindness. Right? We are not selfish. We are not selfish. We care about others, right? This is what we call, right, the bodily, right, loving kindness. When your friends go vacation, you take their house, family, means that you are actually practicing loving kindness in front of them or behind them, right? So that's why this is what we call, so number one, metta kaya kamma. Metta vasikamma means, this is also very important. We speak kindly, right? Do not use the harsh word. Even someone do not understand, or they ask you many questions, I patiently explain kindly. Then many people would like to talk to you, right? If we are angry, then if we use the harsh word, right, unkind word, then other people very nervous you talk to you, right? Even they don't want to see you. When they see you, they will run away, right? So that's why. So speaking the kind word, Right? Speaking their loving kindness is very important, right? So when we practice meditation, then we can notice, or I use the harsh word. My speaking is not good for others. Then we try to change our speaking, right? Our speaking. Many people make mistakes because they are not mindful, right? They are not mindful or they are angry. That's why someone speak very unkindly, shout others, yell others, right? So when we are really mindful, then we know what we are speaking. Then if we are speaking to others, it is not benefit for others, not kind, then we change our speaking. Then in this way, the talking is the nicer and nicer, right? Softer and softer. So that's why the practicing, the number two is also important. Number three, right? Metta manogamma. Metta manogamma means when you see the people, you can see may they be well and happy, right? So if you can say Bali, may I be, right? Avero homi, abhyabhijo homi, anigo homi, sukhi adhanam brihrami, right? Sukhi adhanam brihrami, right? In your mind, you are practicing loving kindness in your mind. When you see, you don't have time, but you are still practicing loving kindness. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be free from immediate danger, right? So if you know English, if you know in Bali, if you know in Vietnamese, Burmese, Chinese, you can write this, right? For example, when you go to work, if you are sitting in the car, right? So sometimes you sit thinking here and then, right? So it is not useful for your mind. Actually, you should practice loving kindness, right? Even you practice about 5 minutes, about 10 minutes, it's still very useful. You will see your mind become calm, peaceful, right? Even when you wake up in the morning, right? You can say, may all beings be well, happy and peaceful, and may all beings free from physical suffering, mental suffering, may all beings, right? May all beings free from the physical mental suffering, then may they take care of themselves happily, so on. So you can pray anytime, right? But only thing is that you need to believe. Practicing loving kindness is very, very important physically, bodily, mentally, right? For example, when I eat lunch, actually, sometimes I don't see the donuts, but in my mind, I say, may the donuts be well, happy and peaceful. May the donuts free from the immediate danger. May the donuts free from physical and mental suffering. May the donuts, may them take care of themselves happily. The volunteers who helping the monks be well, happy and peaceful. In my mind, I practice every day. Right? Because they are not our relatives, actually. They are not my friend, my mother or father, but they supported the Sangha, right? Because we are living as a monk, practicing the Dhamma. Then they trying to make the money, then they donate this money to the Sangha, right? Then we have to practice loving kindness to them, right? So we pay back. Not with others, we pay back with loving kindness. So when we see the people also on the plane, even I don't know them on the plane. I don't know, I have never seen them, but in my mind I still say, may they be well, happy and peaceful. May they be free from enmity and danger, right? When I'm sitting in the airport, so I'm practicing loving kindness. See, practicing loving kindness. So brother, loving kindness also very useful, right? So I met the woman on the plane this time. Actually, I spoke to him a few words. Then he asked me, where do you live? I live in DMC. So he asked me my address. I'm giving address. I didn't think about he would visit me. So a few days ago, I take a shower and came out of my room. I saw the woman. Actually, honestly, I don't recognize him immediately. He greeted me, "How are you, Bande?" So I think about who is he? So where I met him? Because I totally forgot. Then suddenly he said, "So, Seattle, I have been to many times taking the plane for 30 years. I had never met a monk sitting behind me. Then this time I met you, that's why. So I really appreciate them. He visited from Delhi City, right? So means that when we practice loving kindness, even though we don't know, but we still, the middle loving kindness, still effective other, each other, right? So even we met the plane, but then he really think about and visited that he said, if I have, he, and then he never see the yogis. Then when he see the yogis, he said, what are they doing? So I explained to him, they are practice meditation. He even never hear, what is practice meditation, vipassana? So I have to explain vipassana means. So he said, it's we call yoga. No, we don't call yoga, this we call vipassana. So he said, next time he was trying to meditate, right? In this way also, we are persuading yogis to participate in right? Meditation. So that's why, so for me, I really believe the metta. Metta is very, very useful weapon for our like human unity. Right? Human unity, where since we practice loving kindness, and also whether one story, right? So when we are in the Taiwan airport, we are walking, then one lady follow me. Now he called me, "Are you Thai monk?" "No, I'm not Thai monk, I'm Burmese." So then he started introduced. He knew one of the Burmese monk, he practiced meditation. Then he invited me to the juice place, then he offered juice and he offered other things, right? So means, so we are not really, how to say, want to get other things. We means when we see each other, then the loving kindness show each other, right? Then even though we don't know, but in our mind, we know each other very well, right? So then when we see the loving kindness show, right? So that's why whatever you have time, right? So practice loving kindness in the morning, right? About 10 minutes, in the evening, about 10 minutes, right? If you are busy, if you cannot meditate. Because loving kindness is easier for you, right? When you are observing the rising, falling, sometimes you may have a lot of wandering mind, right? So when you say, Aviro homi, Abhyabhijo homi, Anigo homi, Sukhiyadanam priharami, then when you really gain the good concentration, then you can go back to the rising falling. Meaning that you are practicing samatha first. So practicing loving kindness, we consider samatha meditation, tranquility meditation. Then when your mind becomes calm, peaceful, then you can go to the rising falling. Meaning that you are practicing samatha vipassana together. You can do it, right? You can do it. Then number four, dana. Of course, dana is, donation is also helpful for our daily life, right? So if we have the something, we should share with other, right? So some people, so when we were visiting in India, so I saw the very, very poor India, right? So I was very, very pity for them. They are following us. Then I asked my devotee to give them some money. So then one of the friends told me, Uttarira, don't give them. They are poor because they are lazy. Right? No, if you think they are poor, they are lazy, it's something right. But sometimes they are lazy because they don't have the enough knowledge. Right? If you understand, there are many kind of people you will understand. We call in Bali, Ahate means that the dukkati ahate, sukkati ahate, do hate, di hate. There are many kind of people, right? Ahate means dukkati ahate, sukkati ahate, do hate, di hate. Ahate means that there are no alobha, adosa, amoha, means no pinya, no loving kindness at all, at all anymore. So anymore, we consider they are ahate, right? The dukkati ahate. Sukkati ahate means that someone, they are born in human being, but their mind is not like a human being. They don't understand at all, right? So they don't have any knowledge. Means that those kind of person, we consider they are human, but they don't have enough knowledge to understand this is a job, this is money, or something like that. They cannot work. They only know how to eat, sleep. Right? Do it. Do it, dukkha means someone have only alobha, adosa, no wisdom at all. So even there in the human community, we can see someone do not have any knowledge at all, right? You cannot teach anything. So we call this a dvaita dukkha. Dvaita dukkha means someone has alobha, adosa, amoha. They have their loving kindness, and they have their wisdom, right? We consider this a dvaita dukkha. Well, because if you are dvaita dukkha, you understand everything, you can find everything. But if someone is, even though we consider they are human being, but their knowledge is very slow, they don't understand, right? Then, if we do not support, then they will die and they will suffer, right? So if we give them only a few, right? But for them, they can still eat, survive. So we give them maybe about 5 rupees. For me, 5 rupees is nothing, right? But for them, if they get the 5 rupees from many people, they can eat, they can still survive. So even the small amount of money, right, can still support that one person, but because all beings left their life, right? All beings left their life, they don't want to die, of course, right? Then if we can support a few, then many, they can still live, right? They can still survive. But of course, some people, they are wealthy, healthy, but they are very, very stingy, right? They always keep their money in their bank, right, in their house. But if someone knows, right, sometimes some people take away, right? So it means, of course, if you have money, you have to think about your future, right? You have to think about your family. And at the same time, you have to think about how to share with others, right? In this way, if you do dana, right, then many people will respect you, right, will love you, right? So when I was in study center, one of the men where he has a blood cancer, I know his family was very poor. So I think in 1991. So one day I visited him. So I saw he will not be living very long because his disease became worse and worse. So I was very sorry. Then I thought about, I don't have money at the time. I didn't have the money. So I think about how to help him. Then finally I had the idea. So I collected money from the 200 monks. So someone donated about 25 Burmese jet, 300 Burmese jet. Then I collect the money, then I went to the hospital, gave him. So he called me Saru many times. He hold my hands. He said, I know I cannot be living for very long, but I really appreciate your effort. He called my name and called Saru, right? So in this way, we can help the others, right? So that's why when we practice dana, even the small dana, right, we can still see a lot of happiness. The sila. Sila, of course, we need a lot of sila in the United States, right? So if we see, if we have sila, then we can reduce a lot of social problems, right? Because you have problem because your husband, right? Your husband, your wife cheat on you, right? Then they drink alcohol a lot. Sometimes they lied, they don't speak truth, right? Sometimes they lied, then they don't speak truth. So then there goes a lot of problem, right? Since someone, your husband, your wife do not have the good precept, then there goes huge problem, right? So that's why everyone need to keep their sila, right? If we can keep the sila, then we speak the truth. We are very worried to lie something, right? So means, so if we really keep the sila, ourselves very happy and peaceful, right? Very safe, very safe. But if we don't have the sila, then we worry too much. Where someone can find out my weakness, my sila, worry, right? Cannot sleep. Then if there's someone find out, then they have to lie or say something, right? Then their family or their community, there will be problem, right? So that's why please try to be have the good sila. Example, right? Example. If you have the very good sila, right? That's why you know how to say sometimes new technology is helpful for the human being, right? But if we don't have the new technology, although human mind is very simple, very old, very, for example, I always give the example in my village. So about 100 family living in my village. So now I am about 42. Maybe I had only one family divorced, one or two family, the whole my life. Everyone, since they get married, they live together until they died, right? So I see many good things. Because in my village, still, you know, if you ask them, maybe about two or three families have that television, still right now, right? Now, 2008. So about 100 families living there, maybe about two or three families have television. No, right? No car or no computer or no internet at all, right? So, of course, they are poor, right? They are living standard is very low, but the morality is still, we consider very good, right? Still, their morality is high, good, because they stay together, they know each other, right? They cannot easily break the precept. If someone break precept, for example, if someone is not honest, then that person will be alone because no one wants to associate. No one want to talk, and no one want to invite them to come to their dana or so on. Right? Means if someone do not have the very good sila, then for example, one day when I was visiting my family, at that time my father was alive. So one of the person came to my family. Then my father didn't like him. He sure didn't like it. Then the person left. Then my father told me he doesn't have very good sila. That's why I don't want to accept him. So means in our village, if someone do not have the very good sila, their family don't want to accept that to talk or do visit. Means that the person will be alone, right? So that means that the environment really care about the sila. Since we care about the sila, right? Then other person will have to be very careful, right? In this way, we can make sila more stronger and stronger for our community, right? That's why the number five, sila is also very important for our community, even in the United States, right? Even in other places, right? If someone do not have the sila, we have to train them, right? Sila. Number six, pinya. Pinya is, we call this is a riya pinya. Riya pinya means if someone practice meditation, attain first stream entry, second stream entry, that fourth stream entry, then their passing will be changed a lot. The way they stay, the way they speak, right? They have a lot of loving kindness. Then their knowledge make other people to respect, right? To respect, oh, their passing is very kind, very quiet. They have a lot of good sila, a lot of wisdom. Then many people will respect, right? Love. That's why number six pinya is we consider. Of course, any knowledge is very important. Because this pinya, the commentary describes the riya pinya, the knowledge of the stream entry. Right? That's why right now we see, right? Number one, metta kaya kamma, metta vasi kamma, metta mano kamma, dana, sila, pinya, right? If we practice these kind of things, right, then when you live in the United States, your family, your friends, your co-workers will be respect you, right? Will be united the whole your environment, right? Whole your family. Even when you live in Vietnam, in Burma, in Taiwan, right? Their family will be united. So of course, if you are not used to it, trying to practice, right? Trying to practice, then if you are mostly angry person, you should practice loving kindness more, right? If you are angry person, you should practice loving kindness more, right? So if you really interested, you can practice maybe about 3 times. In the morning, about 10 minutes, right? In the afternoon, about 10 minutes. And before you go to bed, about 10 minutes. If you have time, about, of course, you can write it about 20 minutes. Right? Then you are used to it. Then you will see the benefits, right? By practice meditation, you will see the difference. Even someone hate you, don't like you, even though you are doing very good things, you are helping others. Of course, you know, sometimes even though we are doing very good things, still someone still do not like it, do not agree. We must be very patient, right? Don't react. So don't think about, I am very good, I am practicing loving kindness, they are still not very kind to me, they are still don't like me. If we sincerely practice, right? If we sincerely practice, carefully practice, then of course one day they will be changed, right? One day they will be changed. But we must practice continuously, right? So as long as we don't see the real benefits, we should practice, right? Practice loving kindness when consider samatha meditation. If you practice samatha meditation metta, you can still gain the jhana. Jhana, tat jhana, right? And here you can gain the tat jhana. There are 4 kinds of jhanas, right? Number one, number two, number three, number four. If you practice loving kindness, you can gain the number three, that jhana, right? So when you really concentrate, for example, you say, I will hold me, because I'm not used to say English, right? That's why I prefer to say in Bali. I will hold me, Abhyabhijo hold me, Anigo hold me, Sukhi Adhanam Briharami. Mama, Mada, Bidu, Achari, Acha, Nyadi, Meda, Acha, Sabyama, Chari, No, Cha, Awira, Hondu, Abhyabhija, Hondu, Aniga, Hondu, Sukhi, Adhanam, Bariharandu, Imasame, Arame, Sabe, Yogi, No, Avera hondu, abhyabhecha hondu, aniga hondu, sukhi adhanam pariharandu. Ima samen arame, sabbe bhikkhu samne racha, ubhasaka ubhasika yocha, avera hondu, abhyabhecha hondu, aniga hondu, sukhi adhanam pariharandu. Those kind of sentences are only when you are here you can write it. For example, Imasame Arame Sabe Yogi no, Imasame Arame Sabe Bhikkhu Samani Racha. Because when you are in your house, right, you can only write this Awero Homi Mama Mata Bidu. Then you can write this Amagan Araka Devada. Because Amagan Srubhisya Dayaka only for monks. Right? You don't have the, those kind of sabota, right? So Amagan Srubhisya Dayaka means for our four requisite supporters, right? Imasame arame, imasame arame sabi yogi no means that we have the yogi. You don't have the yogi, right? You can left out this sentence. You can say sabi sada, sabi bana, sabi buddha, sabi bogala, sabi adabhava priya bana, sabi etiyo, sabi burisa, sabi ariya, sabi nariya, sabe deva, sabe manosa, sabe vinibhadika, avera hondu, abhyabhecha hondu, aniga hondu, sukhi adhana pariharandu, dokha mochandu, yatha ladha sambadido, mavike chandu, kamasaka. Actually, if you say sabe sada is already included many, many people. Sabe sada, sabe bana, many, many people. If you say it is very complete, right? But only you need to memorize, right? Because if you don't memorize, then you look at the paper, then you can lose the concentration, right? Because we need concentration. When you are saying, for example, sabe sada, you have to know that sabe sada means all beings. Sabe bana, right? All living beings. Sabe sada, sabe bana, sabe buddha, sabe bogala. You have to concentrate the words, then all meanings. Then you can gain the good concentration. Otherwise, then you can lose the concentration. That's why you need to remember some of the sentence, right? In this way, I guarantee when you go home, right, you will be a different person. If you are fighting with your husband, wife, with your children, right? Then you will be okay, right? If you go home, if you really practice loving kindness, even when you go to work, your co-workers will support you, right? Will love you, right? That's why, so I believe, right? I do you how to practice, right? The Saraniya Dhamma, the six kind of the supporter for unity, right? So I hope and wish, may you practice this the kind of dharma every day attained the loving kindness and unity. That's all for tonight. So.